Hey, this is Tom Waddle. Thanks for listening to the Waddle and Sylvie podcast brought to you by Miller Lite, the presenting sponsor of the 2020 ESPN 1000 Virtual Fantasy Football Championship.
Coming up next,
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
We have so much to discuss today at 312-332-3776. A lot of Bears conversation. We will talk to Dan Wiederer coming up. A lot to get after with Dan. He has many, many thoughts on the Bears. And the series on the South side. Also continues. Big four game set against the Twins.
How much fun is that team to watch?
Really fun.
Yeah. Your Cubs team is good. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to pit one against another here, okay? Cub fan versus Sox fan. But I think right now, in terms of the fun factor, I think the fun factor is leaning significantly to the South side right now in terms of the way the games are played.
I've always told you that the best time is when it's on the way up.
Yeah.
It's before, like, there are bad habits established, before you start disliking anybody. You know, like I told you, I overloved a lot of guys. I thought everyone was going to turn out in 15. Addison Russell was the next Barry Larkin. Kyle Schwarber was the next Babe Ruth. Chris Bryant was the next Mike Trout. You know what I mean?
They gave you signs that led you into that direction. So, yeah, I think it's
right.
I think you're right.
And then what happens over time? Things go poorly.
Well, and your listen, the fun part is when your expectation levels are raised, but they exceed them because they're better faster than you anticipated. But then once you see them be really good, well, now the bar is up here. And now a lot of them fail to get to that high level of expectation. And then that brings you down a little bit as a fan. So it's, you're right. It's a really interesting dynamic that the way up is the most enjoyable part.
You're playing with house money. The pressure isn't as great if you don't win this year. I mean, we talked about this, and it's a good topic for Sox fans, and the Cubs are in first place too. But for Sox fans specifically, we wondered how meaningful this season would be in 60 games. And this is probably for a lot of, especially younger Sox fans, because it's been since 08 since they've been to the postseason, this has probably been the most enjoyable year, maybe, of your White Sox fandom, especially depending on your age in 05. You know, obviously, they win it all in 05. They surprise everybody. They lead from start to finish. You had the stress in September when Cleveland kept coming, but then you overcame it, and then you just dominated in the postseason. 11-1.
Yeah.
But, like, how do you feel about this year? Like, how, like, it has been a wild ride. I think they're 21-5 in their last 26 games. They've completely dominated the division. That when they play a bad team, Detroit, Kansas City, Pittsburgh, they dominate. And I will, this is my vow to you. You will never, ever on this show hear me rip that. Ever. Whether it's the Cubs beating bad teams, whether it's the Bears beating bad teams, whether it's the White Sox beating bad teams, to me, that is a great situation. If you beat all the teams you're supposed to beat, you can almost guarantee that you're going to have a great year.
Yeah, it's step one. We've always talked about this. It's step one towards the championship
season. This is breaking news, powered by PointsBet Sportsbook on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
What do we got, boys?
Gentlemen, the Allen Robinson saga continues. Brad Biggs of the Chicago Tribune reporting, Allen Robinson didn't just remove the Bears from his social media accounts. He has asked to be traded.
Come on.
The divide between Robinson and the Bears runs deeper than that, though, as a league source told the Tribune that Robinson has asked about a possible trade.
What? See, now we're dealing with a, like, before it's, hey, what's the extension going to be? When's it going to happen? If you don't extend him, you can always franchise him.
Thanks a lot.
Now this is a problem, guys.
But now all of a sudden now, like, this is the guy who is always drama-free. This is the guy that you can count on. He's going to put in the work. He's going to contribute no matter who the quarterback is. And now all of a sudden, after one win, one game of 16, you have maybe your best player asking to be traded.
Yeah. Here's what it says. How far apart the sides are in negotiations on the new contract is unknown, but it's highly unlikely Robinson would inquire about the possibility of being traded if they were anywhere near an agreement.
Or is that kind of the power play? Like, he knows, listen, like, okay, let's analyze this a little bit. He knows that he's the most important, he's the most accomplished, he's the best offensive player in that huddle. Would anyone disagree with that? Like, you could be excited about the future for Anthony Miller. I thought he was great on Sunday. Darnell Mooney may get you excited as a rookie, but those guys aren't in Allen Robinson's class. Like, Jimmy Graham's had a great career, but Jimmy Graham's
by far the number one guy in this team.
He's not in Allen Robinson's class right now. Allen knows that he's the most valuable commodity inside that offensive huddle. It's an offense, guys, again, that in 2018, when they were 12-4, ranked 21st in yards per game. Their number of points they scored was way up there because their defense had 42. The defense scored 10% of the total points, so it kind of skewed the scoring. Last year, they were 29th or below in most statistical categories. Like, so it's not this thriving offense that can live without Allen Robinson. I would say the opposite. That offense becomes even more difficult to watch without Allen Robinson. So, look, I don't know how you feel about players demanding trades or wanting trades, as Chris discussed. Like, look, he's the 12th highest paid receiver in the league. But, you know, look, this is the game that they play. You have leverage. Football players
why
have
now,
a finite
though,
like, period
the,
of time.
So, for the other side of it, why now? Why after your first win? Why when the season has already started? Because you can? Is that the answer? Because it puts more pressure on the team? I mean, from a team standpoint that's already dealing with a week-to-week quarterback issue.
I think because, like, this is what I was trying to describe is I think because, like, Allen's never going to have more. He's never going to have more bargaining power in terms of leverage than he does now, right? I mean, like, listen, guys, you're trying to get back on track. Our offense doesn't scare many people. I'm really your only good commodity here. Like, I'm just asking you for a contract extension. You extended this guy. You extended that guy. You gave, you know, like, and I like Danny Trevathan, but you gave Danny Trevathan $21 million for 3 years, right?
Well,
like,
and then the Robert Quinn deal.
You gave,
like,
Robert
again,
Quinn,
like, he probably
$30
looks
million
at that.
Guaranteed. Yeah, no
Allen
doubt.
Looks,
so,
yeah.
Like, listen, it's not the distraction anybody wants. But when you ask why now, I think that because this is when I think Allen can impose the greatest amount of pressure. Like, take Allen Robinson out of that equation. Offensively, how do you feel?
Not good.
All right.
No, that's why I love him. And that's, like, I feel like, again, because there's been very little drama, and that does go into it with me. Like, Carmen and Yurko were saying that should be expected. But in the wide receiver game in today's world, that usually isn't given by the wide receivers. You usually get drama with your best wide receiver. Allen Robinson goes out. He doesn't give a crap where the ball is thrown. He's going to put his body on the line. He's going to put it all on the line, and he's going to play, and he's like Bleck said, when you all of a sudden play in your first playoff game, and I've always told it to you, Waddle, when the lights are brightest, how do you play? And Allen Robinson had himself a career game in that Philly game.
Yeah,
that sold me even more.
Yeah,
after,
I don't need to be sold. I don't think he's in DeAndre Hopkins's class. I don't think he's in Julio Jones's class, but he's a top 15 wide receiver, and he deserves to be paid that way. Like, again, when you have limited number of guys, and think about it too, you still have Anthony Miller on his first contract. You've got Mooney on his first contract. You've got Cole Kmet on his first contract. You got Wims on his first contract. Like, you don't have a ton of money spent on your wide receiver room. So you can afford to pay him. Taylor Gabriel is no longer. Teddy Ginn Jr. doesn't cost you a ton. I mean, you can afford to pay Allen Robinson. Like, again, I don't know what he's asking for, though. Like, so we're flying blind a little bit here. I mean, if he's asking for DeAndre Hopkins money, they're not giving that to him. Would you pay him DeAndre Hopkins money?
No, and especially, okay, like I said, you may have a quarter. You may have to go quarterback shopping.
Yes.
Because you're, yes, not going to have the number one overall pick.
No.
You're not going to have a spot like you did before.
I do think this is kind of an odd situation. It's left me a little bit speechless because, like, you would think that something like this would have been taken care of in the offseason. And I think the Bears have been willing to sign. I mean, look at what they gave Cody Whitehair. You know, I mean, like, they've paid guys. They have locked guys up. They've given extensions. They gave Eddie Jackson money. Like, Allen Robinson has had probably more on his resume than Eddie Jackson did. And I like Eddie, and I'm glad they gave Eddie, you know, I thought Eddie played really well on Sunday, too, against the Lions. But I'm sure Allen looks around and says, you know, where's mine? And I...
Like, how much power does a trade... In the NBA, when you demand a trade, that's everything. We saw that. It didn't matter that Jimmy and Tibbs had a relationship. Jimmy demands a trade, Jimmy gets traded. It's happened with every NBA star. It's why I've always told you got to have the bed made if you're a team rebuilding for that next guy who wants to be traded. But in the NFL, when you ask, the season has started. Okay, he says, I want to be traded. I'm demanding a trade. What does that mean now? Does that mean is he threatening to sit out? Is he still going to come and play in the home opener against the Giants and play well like he always does?
I'd be surprised if he wasn't in uniform on Sunday if this doesn't get cleared.
Well, isn't that the next step, Sylvie? The next step is you stop playing for the team you want to get paid from, right?
When does that happen? Like with an NFL player, it's usually in training camp, right?
I don't know why you would do that. Because
why would you demand a trade, though?
Because if you get traded, you get paid. Like, you're not going to sit out and not get paid. As you said, Chris, he's making what this year? 13 mil? That's like $800,000 a Sunday. I'm not skipping on that. You skipping on 800 grand a Sunday?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Like, does Allen Robinson feel wronged by Ryan Pace? Like, as you mentioned, Waddle, Ryan Pace's best free agent move can be, you can make a point that it was signing Allen Robinson. That's his best move. You would think, after all some of the busts happen, it's Akeem Hicks, it's Allen Robinson.
Hicks, yeah. And Akeem Hicks got paid.
Yeah, and then you look at it, and you would think that Ryan Pace would look at Allen Robinson in a, like, making him look good. Say, Allen, I love you on my team. Hey, if we don't take care of you now, we're going to take care of you. Has he been lied to? Like, why the trade demand? Is this more than just not getting a contract?
This, to me, of all of the deals, feels like one of the easiest. And, again, I don't know what Allen's people are asking for. But this sounds like one that, like, this should be like, hey, like, look, we're in the offensive meeting room right now. Allen, it's you and you. And we want you around here forever. You're young. You know, you've proven you bounce back from the injury. You're a quality leader. You're an outstanding player. This should be an easy contract, I would think, extension to do, right? Like, what's the...
Unless, like you said, he's demanding $20 million a year.
Yeah.
And they're like, look, we've got issues. We can't do that now.
Yeah. He got five balls on Sunday. Any of this have to do with the quarterback?
It's a valid question.
Listen, I don't think you'd ever hear Allen Robinson break bad on Mitch.
But he never broke bad publicly on the Bears.
Right.
All he does is he doesn't break bad on guys.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I don't think that would ever be something that you know, he would ever go to.
I know he was targeted 9 times, but, I mean, a couple of those catches were ridiculous.
Yeah,
and while you talked about that catch, keeping his hands off the turf.
From a degree of difficulty, that's the most difficult catch I saw anybody make on Sunday and Monday night. It was the best catch of the weekend for me, based, again, on the degree of difficulty and the situation and how the catch had to be completed.
All right, so Dan Weider is going to join us. Again, if you're just tuning in, the breaking news is that Brad Biggs is reporting that not only has Allen Robinson, you know, made the statement on social media by scrubbing the Bears stuff, he is asking now for a trade. So here's my question to Bears fans, 332-3776. How does this change things for you? How should the Bears proceed? A player who is one of their most dependable players, if not the most dependable player, is asking for a trade.
I have some comps, too, that we can respond to as well.
Like, how do you react to this news, Bears fans? 332-3776. We'll give you the details of this. Plus, Dan Weider coming up at 4.
It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Hi.
Hi.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Big breaking news reported by Brad Biggs in the Tribune. And we were digging through this even more, and I want your reaction at 332-3776. Here's the key, Waddle. I think this is the key to the whole story. The headline reads, Allen Robinson didn't just remove the Bears from his social media accounts. He asked to be traded. And I believe the key here comes in the first two paragraphs. Let me read them to you. Star wide receiver Allen Robinson removed mentions of the Chicago Bears from his Twitter and Instagram accounts Tuesday, presumably because he's frustrated at a lack of progress towards a contract extension. And here's the key. The divide between Robinson and the Bears runs deeper than that, though, as a league source told the Tribune that Robinson has asked about a possible trade. So,
why?
What does that mean? Besides that it runs deeper than the contract, does it run deeper? Did he want someone different than Nick Foles to be brought in? Did he want Cam to be brought in? Did he want Jameis to be brought in? Did he want a different quarterback? What could run deeper than the contract negotiation?
That I don't know, but that's not up for him to decide. That's up for the, I mean, you can be disgruntled as a player, but look, here is the franchise tag for receivers is going to be about $18 million in 2021. So just to give you kind of a rough outline for where top receivers are, okay? And his career's stats resemble those of Los Angeles Chargers Keenan Allen and Amari Cooper. Like, Keenan Allen makes $20 million a year, just signed a four-year extension averaging $20 million a year. Amari Cooper's earning $20 million per season for the Cowboys. Hopkins just got a two-year extension with Arizona for $27.25 million. Like, I think Allen Robinson's a better receiver than Keenan Allen. Just my personal opinion. I think Amari Cooper is a good player. Amari Cooper's more explosive than Allen, but is Allen a better overall wide receiver? I think you could make that claim. So I guess the point I'm making is Allen's, it looks to me, and the outside looking, first of all, they're not going to trade him, okay? So you can wipe that from your mind unless something like nuclear goes on.
Like,
they're not going
to
trade
him. You know who used to ask for a trade all the time was Lance Briggs.
Yeah, they're not
Lance
going
Briggs
to
always
trade.
Wanted an extension. Yeah. He'd ask for a trade. Right, and right. What did Lance Briggs do then? He'd have 15 tackles on game day.
Yeah, they're not going to trade. They're not going to trade Allen Robinson. He's their best offensive player. Is he as good as Keenan Allen? Yeah, Keenan Allen makes $20 million a year.
But what I'm trying to say is it's more than money is the way I interpreted this. That it runs deeper than just the contract divide.
And if we
have an issue with the quarterback, that, again, I don't know what that means. We could ask Dan. But it's there in his second paragraph that it runs deeper than just the contract.
Well, if that was the case, why wasn't there more of a discussion about this before the season kicked off?
I don't know.
Why wasn't this a bigger concern in the offseason? Again, we're all speculating, but I think a four-year contract averaging $20 million a year would probably help get him past that.
Over that. Wayne and Beecher, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Wayne.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're good.
Good.
So, I mean, I think the Bears are in a darn if you do, darn if you don't kind of situation. Is I don't own a boat, so I'm not going to go buy a boat trailer. And what I'm saying is we don't have the quarterback who can maximize the potential of a wide receiver like Allen Robinson. When you look at the other names that he's comparable against, is the quarterback play has been much better for those receivers than him. Jacksonville and Chicago have not had great quarterbacks to support it. Is he worth the money? Yes. Does the front office know it? Yes. But are we going to get the money worth it? No, and that's because of our quarterback play, not Allen Robinson.
It's a great call, Wayne. I mean, we discussed that too. Like, Does Ryan Pace know that he's got other things? Like, again, they may have a quarterback issue in the offseason. They have
think
to
about
spend
it, Sylvie. 2021, the salary cap number's going down. I know they're going to do some things to smooth it out, and you're not going to take the entire hit from COVID and the lack of fans and the revenue cuts. You're not going to take it totally in 2021, but you're going to take a hit there. So, like, your budget for all teams is going to shrink to begin with. Mark, but, like, I would think if you had Allen Robinson, now you've got some money, sign him to a long-term extension, you can backload that contract, or you can do some things to the contract that make him happy and that are also financially, fiscally responsible for you as well, depending on how you write the deal.
Right. Mark in Logan Square, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, it's upsetting. I was riding high after Sunday, and then hearing Abdallah bring us this breaking news, it was a shock, and I slammed my fist on my steering wheel. We got enough to worry about. And just as to what the previous caller had to say about quarterbacks elevating the level of play of a wide receiver or people around them, what about what Hopkins just did with Kyler Murray over the weekend? 14 grabs, I mean, he's making Kyler Murray look great, and his absence in Houston is making, you know, Deshaun Watson look a little not as great. So, you know, I disagree with that, and I think we should really lock this guy up. We already have enough questions, and we already whiffed on that prestige position with Kevin White. Guys, thanks.
Thanks, Mark. Good call.
No, you're right. I mean, listen, you can't take an offense that is limited to begin with and then take away your most valuable commodity and think it's going to function in any way, shape, or form.
And,
so,
and then the part that scares me as a Bears fan, I'm a Allen Robinson fan, but you know I've always said that I root for the C. You know, I don't care. It's not personal with Mitch Trubisky. And I root for the Bears. And if you're in the Bears uniform, I'm rooting for you. That's the way sports is. So what I worry about is not only do we have the drama of, is Trubisky good? Is he going to keep the job? Now in week two, we're already worrying now about our best player being unhappy and demanding a trade. And we already have enough to navigate through with COVID week to week, trying to be healthy.
That's a lot
of drama going into week two.
Well, it is odd, isn't it? Because we thought that we were immune to some of that chaos with this team and with the culture and with the leadership and all the other things going on. I don't think that many of us thought that this was going to be one of the issues that they would deal with.
Chris, can I get Jason in Plainfield? Jason, you're on ESPN 1000.
What's up, guys?
You tell us, Jace.
Hey, man, I'm very disappointed, man. I'm hard kind of just skipped the beat when I heard the news, man. We got so much going on. Like I said, we're riding high from a win. Allen Robinson should be the last of our concern as far as him demanding a trade. We need to pay the man. I think it is a slap in the face to him when he's looking around and all his peers are getting paid. Hopkins, you know, you got all these big-time receivers getting paid like big-time receivers. Even though he is the 12th highest-paid receiver right now, you want to secure him for an extended period of time. The Bears window is now. You know, our time to win is now. Our defense is not going to be this good forever. We're putting places in place right now so that we can stir up our offense and potentially do something in the postseason. So, I mean, you definitely pay the man. Let us get past this and move on. You know, worry about other things, but pay him. He deserves it.
This is totally orchestrated too, Waddle. I mean, think about it. On their off day, you have all the Bears players hashtagging extend Allen Robinson. He scrubbed all the social media, and then now the breaking news that he's demanding a trade. This is all orchestrated to put as much pressure as possible on Ryan Pace and the Bears.
Agreed. I would say this, though. I don't think on its surface the contract itself is a slap in the face. He is the 12th highest paid receiver in the league. I don't know where the offer is. I don't know, as you said, there may be issues that are not monetary issues that could be considered, quote-unquote, a slap in the face.
Does he think Ryan Pace lied to him? Did Ryan Pace not even give him an offer? That's what I'm concerned about.
So, I do know this. There's two things that I feel certain or I feel confident about. One is they won't trade him. The second thing is I think that there is common ground for this contract extension to eventually happen.
We'll continue to take your calls. What are your thoughts? What are your emotions when you heard the breaking news that Brad Biggs in the Tribune had, that Allen Robinson is asking for a trade? And as Big Z reported It runs deeper than just money. What are your thoughts there? How do you read between the lines? 312-332-3776. All your phone calls on the Breaking Bears News next.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
And the Twitch channel is hopping right now, too, with all these opinions on people. The breaking news from the Tribune, Brad Biggs. Headline reads, Allen Robinson didn't just remove the Bears from his social media accounts. He asked to be traded. So that's the breaking news. And then it says, the divide between Robinson and the Bears runs deeper than that, referring to the contract. Told the Tribune.
That's the $64 million question there. What is that?
What is that
issue that creates the divide?
312-332-3776. Let's take Anthony on 294. Anthony, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
Calling about Allen Robinson. You know, this is the reason why fans don't understand why players can take hometown discounts. Allen Robinson is the Walter Payton Player of the Year. He's the most productive guy. He's in the last year of his guaranteed money. So if he gets hung out to dry while this XFL quarterback throws these wide over-the-top passes and he gets hurt, this is his last opportunity to make a solid contract. The Bears should be lucky that he wants to extend with the Bears, given the quarterback uncertainty. It's really ridiculous. This is just another pace problem. And you know that he's going to try to franchise tag Trubisky because he's going to show a little boost gold, and then this is it for him.
But they better not franchise tag Trubisky.
I think it's more likely they franchise tag Allen Robinson than they franchise tag, which I believe at this point would come in at about $18 million.
So I keep thinking about all the other Bears and like the stars. Remember when Urlacher at one time say that he was pissed and he wanted an extension, and Jerry Angelo said, he's threatening me with a squirt gun or something like that. And they ended up giving Brian a little more guaranteed money. And like I said, Lance Briggs, I remember before the opener.
This stuff happens.
Wanted a trade. He went public really hard wanting a trade. And
so, I don't see any environment or any situation where the Bears would trade their best offensive player.
Or having an effect, does he sit out? Like what's next? The Bears say, we're not trading you. We love you.
Right.
And then what?
Well, then he doesn't
What's
get paid.
Next? But then what? So he just says, I want to trade. Because today, like in the NBA, you can force a trade. Is this still in football where you just say, okay, you're not going to trade me, I'll just put on my pads and I'll just play my best on Sunday? Or does this change things?
I would be very surprised if Allen Robinson wasn't in uniform. Because A, you don't get paid. And B, I just don't see him as that his M.O. But I don't know what's going to happen, but I'd be very surprised if Allen Robinson wasn't on the field Sunday at home against the New York Giants. I just don't think that that's the way he's going to try to solve this situation.
Right. I guess my question is, trade me or what? What is the or what now? Is it just, okay, well, I'm unhappy. But you know, me being unhappy, I'm a pro's pro. I'm going to continue to suit up. I'm going to continue to not complain, at least vocally. That's my question. Like, what is the next thing? Victor in Oak Park, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Vic.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're good.
Long time fan.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, so you want to know my thoughts and emotions? They are this. I'm a big fan of Allen Robinson. I would hate to see him go, but I've also noticed in the past couple of years that, correct me if I'm wrong, of course, when a player demands a trade, it doesn't really end up, you know, them making up and everything sunshine and blue skies. So where my mind is going now is, who can we get for him? And can we get a big name or somebody to come in and start making plays right away? So I can't give you a name because I'm drawing blanks. But
nobody is going to trade for him without signing him to an extension. because why would you give up for something and then have him come in and then leave? I mean, you're not going to give up. Like, there's not going to be somebody willing to give up a ton for him. He's in the final year of his contract. So I don't think that, like, I don't know that the Bears are going to reap any huge reward because he doesn't have, he's not under any control going forward. Like, if you trade for him, you're going to rent him? What are you giving up for a rental? Or are you going to sign him for a long-term deal? Like, I don't know what the trade market would be at this point. And I don't think the Bears are willing to entertain it. The Bears think they can win, guys. The Bears believe that they've got a Super Bowl caliber defense.
You're right.
And that their offense is going to be better than it was last year.
So, like, and Ryan Pace is not on the phone taking trade offers now.
No.
Ryan Pace is probably on the phone, if at all, with his agent and saying,
trying to get a deal done.
Or let's settle down here. I don't know what...
Simmer down now.
I turned into Jerry Jones all of a sudden.
You just went into Jerry Jones mode.
But...
I had time to jack with you.
There's some good tweets. Brian Speckman says, I'm glad Pace has no issue giving out big contracts to guys that have never played for him before. Mike Glennon, Robert Quinn, but then struggles to give out contracts to guys that have performed for him multiple years. This sounds like a Bulls move.
Yeah, Cap sent me a tweet, sent us a text as well. I think he's right. He says, guys, I believe if he sits out the year, it won't count towards free agency as well.
Right.
So,
and that's like, why
there's no sitting down this year, and I don't see this as they're not going to trade him. The most likely outcome here is that they find common ground and they get a contract extension done. I can't imagine that the Chicago Bears don't want Allen Robinson a part of their offense for the next several years, regardless of who their quarterback is.
Yeah, absolutely right. You're absolutely right. The trade me and then or what? The or what part is A-Rob isn't sitting out and Ryan Pace isn't trading him. So exactly. You're left where? In the same spot you were probably before the trade demand.
Yes. I mean, like, Allen's got to play. If Allen doesn't play, A, he doesn't get his service time, and B, he doesn't get his money, so he's got to play. He may not be happy about it. He may decide that he doesn't want to come back here, but, like, I don't say – sitting is not an option.
Harding's always a good caller. Harding, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So as a manager myself for the last 10 years, I've always heard the saying, employees leave managers. They don't leave companies. So with Allen Robinson requesting the trade, I'm going to assume Ryan Pace has offended him to that level where he wants to be traded. And like the last caller said, my mind goes to see who I can go get. Now, I know what Waddle is saying as far as the control factor and a team willing to trade, but you go find somebody that's as desperate as the Bears. And the only team I know that's at that level is the Browns. And there's a player over there that seems to have disappeared, does not like his quarterback, his situation, and wants the bright lights of a major city. And I would call and see if I can go get Odell Beckham. If that's not an option, I may call Atlanta and see if maybe Ryan Pace can pull a John Lynch and go get maybe Matt Ryan. Maybe Atlanta wants to retool, has two major wide receivers over there, and finds a quarterback to kind of look for their future.
Why would they trade Bubba Harding? Why would they ever give up Matt Ryan
for
a wide receiver if they don't have a quarterback?
Yeah, but Harding, you know, but Harding, you know that the quarterback kind of age has been reset over the course of time. I mean, Drew Brees is 40, Aaron Rodgers is 36 or 37, still playing. Tom Brady's 43. Guys, because the league protects them with the rules, it allows those guys to play for longer. So, I know what you're saying. I mean, Matty Ice is not a young player any longer, but I don't think age is quite an issue for them.
Maybe they take Trubisky with that trade. Talk to you guys later.
See you hard. Look, the Odell Beckham thing has been thrown to us by a few people. Odell Beckham, when right, is a better player than Allen Robinson. But A, he's not right, and B, there's always something. And that's what I love about Allen Robinson.
Do you know
not always something with Allen Robinson.
Do you know what Odell Beckham Jr. struggles with? Incompetence at the quarterback position. Now, you can say it's not his. You know, he needs to worry about himself and not be incompetent in certain ways himself and quit worrying about the quarterback. But you know that that's one of the issues. Like, do you really think that I don't think that environment works. Now, Odell Beckham Jr. in a huddle with a 9-year NFL veteran with a more calming presence may work a little bit different, but I don't see. It's interesting. You know how I've always felt about Odell Beckham Jr. The biggest distraction to me is not being available on Sunday. And outside of a couple of injuries, Odell Beckham Jr. is available on Sunday. Odell Beckham Jr. is not doing so much crazy stuff out there that he's not available on Sunday because he can't play because he's in trouble with the league or anything else. If you want to say the word diva, whatever it is, he's a ridiculously talented player that plays every Sunday. So
with a watch on, with
whatever, you know. I get all of that, but like he's out there playing. So I have more value for, is the juice worth the squeeze? And there comes a point in time where the juice isn't worth the squeeze anymore. It's worth the squeeze until it ain't. And with Antonio Brown, it was the juice was worth the squeeze until it wasn't anymore.
All right, so what does this mean, Bears fans? Like, I've walked it through now after talking this out. I believe, okay, so Allen Robinson says he wants to be traded. He doesn't sit out. And then the Bears don't trade him. So what does this mean? 312-332-3776. Are we just playing a pressure game today on their off day? We'll take more of your calls on the breaking news that Allen Robinson, according to the Tribune, has asked the Bears for a trade, and Dan Weider at 4.
Hey, this hour is brought to you by White Claw Hard Seltzer, crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of natural fruits. Available in 8 all-natural fruit flavors. It's low-carb, gluten-free, and only 100 calories. White Claw Hard Seltzer, made pure. Please drink responsibly.
It can be sad when you miss your favorite interview. Don't despair. Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000.
All right, according to the Tribune's Brad Biggs, Allen Robinson has asked for a trade. Dan Weider will join us in 10 minutes.
And you know what?
Really quick, Waddle. As Weider tweets out, right before week one, Allen Robinson was just saying, quote, "For me, the contract has never been my focus. I've said that before. I'm not focused on that. I'm just focused on the season. I have a lot of stuff I want to accomplish. And that's where my head's at right now. That's helping this offense be a top five offense in this league, helping us get to the playoffs." That was just last week. Yeah. What's changed?
That's a good question. By the way, the nuttiest story of the day brought to you by Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey is obviously Allen Robinson deciding that he would like a trade from the Chicago Bears. A night with Screwball, bound to get a little nutty, and so is checking in on what the Bears are doing in offense on day in and day out basis. It's crazy.
Yeah,
that is a nutty story coming out. I did not expect that today.
Did not. We were talking about his contract to start the show, but we did not think that this would progress like this. And he was even trending before that because some of his teammates were tweeting, "Extend Allen Robinson."
Can I also give you, Chris sent me the link. Maybe, we're trying to piece this all together. I'm going to give you a list of, just in the recent years, the extensions that have been signed, okay? 2017, Charles Leno signed a 4-year, $37 million extension. That same year, in September, Akeem Hicks signed a 4-year, $48 million contract extension. Obviously, the Khalil Mack deal was done. Eddie Goldman, in September of 2018, signed a 4-year, $42 million extension. January of 2019, Bobby Massey signed a 4-year, $30.8 million contract extension. Cody Whitehair, September 1st of 19, 5 years, $51 million. And last year, and maybe the one that he's looking at, Eddie Jackson signed a 4-year, $58 million contract extension. Eddie Jackson was brilliant in 2018. Eddie Jackson was good last year, but Eddie Jackson's resume is not as decorated, so to speak, as Allen Robinson. Allen's done it longer. He's been in the league longer. Maybe Allen Robinson looks at that contract and says, well, you're giving Eddie a bunch of money, and I'm glad for Eddie, but where's mine?
Right, absolutely. And the Bears have tried to extend all their players that they deem good.
Yeah, and I think that's a good idea.
Whether you agree or disagree. You know, and PJM tweets, he says, "I don't blame Robinson one bit. Quarterback situation is a nightmare. He's one of the best wide receivers in football. Pay him. You just gave a blank ton of money to Jimmy Graham, and then you go trade for Foles and give him $24 million guaranteed. This is a slap in the face.
Well, this is the price of poker. Again, the contract, the recent contract signed by Keenan Allen, and Keenan Allen's a fine player. I'll take Allen Robinson over Keenan Allen. That's 4 years and $20 million a year. Like, that's the price of signing someone like Allen Robinson, and if the Bears aren't willing to do it, I bet you somebody will be willing to do that in free agency.
But remember, you could always franchise him, and you
of
hold
course.
That right.
Of
Andy's
course.
A new Lennox. You're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Andy.
Guys, how are you doing?
We're good.
Yeah, so yesterday I called in screaming and, you know, all happy about the Bears, and now look at us. So, I mean, this is just typical of being a Chicago sports fan. This is how it goes. I wanted to say a few things. Ryan Pace has got to go. I mean, what has this guy done? He came in. He's got a great defense that is completely plateaued. They've basically given up on their offense. You have an offense that hasn't gotten any ounce of better whatsoever. You have all your players getting extended who necessarily aren't really good players. Eddie Jackson's a really good player, don't get me wrong. But, like, I mean, we're going to hand out extensions to Jim, or we're going to give Jimmy Graham all the money we want. We're going to give Danny Trevathan $21 million. And I like Danny Trevathan, but he's basically an average linebacker. That guy does not deserve $21 million extension. You can find another Danny Trevathan. So isn't the whole point, isn't what everyone has been trying to sell us on the past couple of years is, oh, you know, you have a young quarterback. So now's the time to, you know, win. You don't have to pay your quarterback. So you do all this other stuff and you have one single decent player on offense. Everyone else should, I mean, you can't even do anything with him. You have one average player or one decent player on offense, and you don't want to pay him. And now you have the rest of your team basically, like, going underneath the general manager and saying, like, hey, extend this guy. The guy has clearly lost all the respect out of the locker room because the way he handles these things. He throws money around like it's nothing, and then when it comes time to actually pay for something you need, I don't know. I mean, the guy's done. Like, why are we even having this conversation? There's no way he's back next year and picking a quarterback. So I just, like, the guy's got to go. It's so upsetting. And the guy who tweeted in about, like, the Bulls stuff, you guys know how I am with the Bulls. This is right there with the Bulls. It's just dumb. It's just so dumb. Like, Ryan Pace seems like, I don't want to call him a name, but, like, he guy seems like a moron. Like, he's just making terrible decision.
All right.
So,
well, I think Sylvie's question is a good one that you asked earlier. Is this coming from someone other than Ryan Pace? Has he been given, you know, a moratorium on in terms
right.
of signing
Has he
contract?
Been told not to touch the piggy bank anymore?
But I get what Andy's talking about. Listen, I mean, Eddie Jackson is a fabulous player and signed a deserved contract extension. But playing safety behind that defense, especially in 2018, that's what we call being in an advantageous position.
I'm here for you.
Thank you. Allen Robinson being a receiver in that offense?
Non-advantageous.
That's called an adversarial situation.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, I mean, like, it's great that you paid Eddie, but Eddie's playing on a defense where, like, everyone, you get a turnover and you get a turnover and you get a – he's over here, you know, breaking big rocks into smaller rocks, for
right.
Christ's sake.
All right, so that's the main question, and we'll talk to Dan Weider here in 2 short minutes. Allen Robinson is asking for a trade, as reported by the Tribune. I will ask Dan Weider in 2 minutes if Mitch Trubisky plays any role in this. That's coming up next.